USA News, I'm Lance Prime. The House Judiciary Subcommittee on Immigration, Integrity, Security, and Enforcement is in session this hour on the Hill. The Biden Border Crisis Part 3 will examine the causes and effects of the Biden administration's open border policies. California Republican Representative Tom McClintock is leading the proceedings and fears we have allowed terrorists inside our borders.
We know that nearly 200 individuals on the terrorist watch list were apprehended by the Border Patrol in 2022 and 2023, compared to just 14 in all 4 years of the Trump administration combined. What we don't know is how many more are among the 1.5 million known gotaways.
The man suspected in the murders of four University of Idaho students will go on trial in early October. Brian Koberger appeared in court where his attorney told the judge he would be standing silent. The judge entered a not guilty plea for the 28-year-old Washington State University graduate student. Koberger's trial is set to begin October 2nd and is expected to last 6 weeks. President Biden said the latest debt ceiling talks with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy were productive. In a statement, Biden noted that yesterday's meeting at the White House was about the need to prevent default and avoid a catastrophe for our economy. While there are areas of disagreement, he said leaders and staff will continue to discuss the path toward a bipartisan deal. After the meeting, McCarthy also said the talks were productive. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen announced the United States could go in default if the debt ceiling isn't raised by June 1st. TikTok is suing the state of Montana over the state's new ban of the social media platform, challenging the law's constitutionality. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte said he did so to protect Montanans' personal and private data from the Chinese Communist Party. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
At Total Wine & More, save big on what you love this month with hundreds of deals. Get up to 35% off over 100 different wines, including Cabernet, Sparkling, Pinot Noir, and so much more. These savings are huge, and even better, they're on top of prices that are already the lowest in town. Deals this good don't last long, so visit Total Wine & More to find yours. Find what you love, love what you find, at the lowest price, only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Guam's Governor Lou Leon Guerrero warned residents in the U.S. territory of a possible direct hit from Typhoon Mawar as it became a Category 4 storm in the Pacific this morning. Leon Guerrero declared a state of emergency for Guam, which has a population of 168,000 and is home to three American military bases. The storm is expected to impact the island midday local time tomorrow. Several southwestern states have reached an agreement to conserve water along the Colorado River.
The states of Arizona, California, and Nevada have agreed to voluntarily conserve 3 million acre-feet of water over the next 3 years, which should help stabilize the Colorado River. The river's flow has dropped about 20% over the last 20 years. That's caused water levels in Lake Powell and Lake Mead to drop to critical levels. The states will receive about $1 billion in federal funds as compensation for the water savings. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
Millions of people in Mexico have been warned to prepare for a possible evacuation after increased activity from the country's most dangerous active volcano, 45 miles southeast of Mexico City, has been spewing ash into several nearby towns since last week. This has caused flight delays in Mexico City and led authorities to close schools in dozens of areas. The Denver Nuggets are headed to the NBA Finals for the first time in franchise history. They swept the Los Angeles Lakers in the best-of-seven series last night, 113-111. This is USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.